Hello, I'm Scott Hayward, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. And as the local share market plunged nearly 3% last week, it was nice to start the week with some green on the screen. With fears calmed on Middle East tension, the ASX 200 rose more than 1%, or 81 points, to 7,649. Almost every sector was in the green, with energy the only drag on the market. And while today's recovery was much welcomed by investors, there's still the threat of war hanging in the air. The market plunged on Friday after reports suggested Israel had launched missiles towards Iran. That sent shockwaves through the market, and it was no surprise to see a big fall at the end of the week. While inflation has been the word on the lips of most for the last couple of years, it's these tensions that will continue to be dominant narrative that drives market behaviours looking forward. Conflict in the Middle East could push up oil prices, which has already spiked on low production outputs from the OPEC nations. With oil being a volatile CPI input, war could bring a second harsh round of inflation and would pose a real problem for central banks. And that might scupper rate cut plans. Not according to the head of France's central bank, who thinks that the European Central has no need to wait much longer ahead of predicted cuts in June. Markets worldwide will be hoping for a cooler and calmer reactions from the Middle East, but with tensions bubbling away since the October 7 attacks last year, any boil over could spell disaster. To our local markets, and on a positive day, let's start with the winners. You'll remember in March, the cyclone Megan had wiped out manganese production for South 32, and it now could be a year and a half until it's fixed. Despite that, shares are up more than 5% in South 32 to $3.37. SEEK and Qantas both had strong days, gaining by more than 3%, and Boss Energy closed up 3% to $4.76 after producing its first drum of uranium from its Honeymoon project in South Australia. On the other side of the market, and the satire roller coaster rolls on. Shares fell by 6% to $2.90 after previously supportive LHC Capital sold their holdings entirely. A deal with NATO boosted DroneShield stock price last week, but news of a share purchase plan saw a drop of 16% to 94 cents today. And expect some more movements this week for Star Entertainment Group as an inquiry into its operation continues. Shares fell just under 2% lower to 41 cents. To the currency markets, and after dropping late last week, the Aussie dollar has rebounded to sit slightly above 64 US cents. The dollar is also edging upwards towards 52 British pence, almost 100 Japanese yen, 60 euro cents, and $1.08 New Zealand. Brent crude oil has dropped back to US $86 a barrel. Gold is worth US $2,381 an ounce. Iron ore futures are consolidating around about 115 US a tonne. And having made it through the halving, one Bitcoin is now worth 102,970 Aussie dollars. And just finally, just about any idea can turn into something worth billions, and that's exactly what's happened in the bubble tea craze. Now, if you don't know what bubble tea is, it's a brewed tea drink mixed with lots of sugar and flavourings and noted for its tapioca balls. Around 800 stores operate within Australia, but it's its popularity across Asia that's getting the job done. The bubble tea market is expected to grow to around 5.4 billion by 2031, but is already making some owners very rich. According to Bloomberg, at least half a dozen billionaires have been made from the craze, and who knows if the bubble will ever burst. Tonight on the show, Craig James from ComSec on how your state or territory is performing against the rest of the nation. Plus, we'll give you that magic number that you need to retire on. That's 7 p.m. tonight on your radio via streaming or on your podcast feed. I'm Scott Hayward. I'll see you then.